today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Monday, is the 12th of Rabiu Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Az-Zumar, verse 73.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wasiqa alladhina attaqaw rabbahum ila al-jannati zumara. Hatta idha ja'uha wa futihat abwaabuha wa qala lahum khazanatuha salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin.
But those who feared their Lord will be driven to paradise in groups until when they reach it while its gates have been opened and its keepers say, "Peace be upon you, you have become pure. So enter it to abide eternally therein." They will enter.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Purity is the prerequisite to being admitted to paradise, which has come into being owing to either someone's primordial natural disposition or repentance. According to a narration narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, paradise has 8 gates, each of which is for a certain group. One for prophets and sincerely devout believers. One for martyrs and good doers. 5 for my adherent and Shias, and 1 for Muslims who bear no grudge against me. The blessed verse, verse 73 of chapter Az-Zumar, resumes the discussion on the hereafter. The preceding verses treated of the manner by which believers enter hell, but the verse in question expresses the way righteous believers enter paradise, so that the comparison sheds further light on the issue.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
The topic of this episode is paradise in the view of Islam, and thank you very much for joining us. The literal meaning of Jannah is a green garden, whether in the earth or the heavens. According to the righteous interpretation, it is a place created by Allah for the believers, or mu'mineen in Arabic term, and his virtuous slaves, of course, in which they shall dwell forever. It is related from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he has said that a person who does not believe in the following four things is not from our Shias. Mi'raj, that means ascension of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Questioning in the grave by two angels, Munkir and Nakir. That was the second item. Existence of paradise and hell. That was the third one. And the fourth, our intercession or shifa for our Shias.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali, and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. The heaven is a place in the afterlife where righteous and prosperous people will reside and enjoy divine blessings. We said that Al-Quran has almost 200 verses about the heaven and its characteristics and the residents and abiders of the heavens. And also a hadith we referred to some. We now want to actually refer to some of the Quranic terms that refer to the heaven. Or the terms that actually refer to the main characteristics, the vastness and the type of its space, variety of blessings, features of its blessings, purpose of creation of the heaven, and so on and so forth. In addition to emphasizing the end of the world and occurrence of the resurrection and the beginning of a new life in the afterlife, the Quran refers to the heaven in different ways. There are some words that actually the Holy Quran introduces the heaven. One is Jannah, or the other is Al-Jannat. The next is Jannatul Khuld. So all these words and terms actually refer to heaven. Jannatul Khuld means the garden of entirety. Or Jannatul Na'im, the garden of bliss. The Jannatul Ma'wa, the garden of abode. Jannatul Adn, gardens of Eden. Jannatul Firdaus, gardens of paradise. Oh, again, another term Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Rawdah, or garden. In Surah 30, verse 15. Or in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Rawdatul Jannat, meadows of gardens. Or the next term is Firdaus, that is paradise, or Dar as-Salam, home of peace. Again, we have some other terms like Darul Akhirah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
From the pleasures of paradise, we're rich to the eternalness of the hereafter. The pleasure of this world are transient, whilst the joy of the hereafter are lasting and eternal. In this life, when a person enjoys something, it is only a short while before they get bored with it and proceed to search for something they feel is better or they may not feel a need for it altogether. As for the delights of paradise, a person will never feel bored with anything, but rather its goodness will increase each time they indulge in it. Also, the life of this world is very short. Humans only live on this earth for a short while, and very few people reach the age of 70. As for paradise, people will live forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 13 of the Holy Quran, verse 35, its provision is eternal, and so is its shade. It will be said to them, "This is our provision, which will never finish." The Holy Quran, chapter 38, verse 54. Question: how to achieve paradise? If you remember, on the last episode of today's special, we spoke about one lesson. Today, the other one. The first lesson was patience. Now, being grateful for guidance is the second lesson for achieving paradise. Feel a deep sense of gratitude for the fact that Allah, Al-Hadi, has guided you, and thank Him every day for His hidayah, for His guidance. If you are Ahlul Jannah, the people of paradise, among the people of paradise, you will then say in total ecstasy, "All the praises and thanks be to Allah who has guided us to this, and never could we have found guidance were it not that Allah had guided us." The Quran, chapter 7, verse 43. On the complete opposite side, fear and horror will take over you. After some time, the people of hellfire begin to lose hope.
The hadith, the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says about al-Jannah. He gave us a simple description of Jannah. He said, "Let me make it easy for you. If you want to understand how Jannah is," he said about al-Jannah, "Fiha ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar." Subhanallah, three words. He said Jannah is so great, no eye has ever witnessed anything like it. No ear has ever heard anything like Jannah. And most importantly, no mind has ever imagined anything like Jannah. We have a very imaginative mind, my friends. Our imagination sometimes can get very creative. Yet the Prophet says Jannah will always be beyond your imagination. Our depictions, our details, our even images in our head of Al-Jannah, no matter how beautiful, how great, how vivid, how detailed they may be, they will never do justice to the real Jannah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The real Jannah and its glory and grandeur will be much, much, much greater. And that's why it's beyond our comprehension.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.